It was the first week of eighth grade, and I sat alone near the back of the school bus, a short, scrawny honor roll boy with small hands and big ears. The route home meandered through Los Altos Hills, with its large houses sitting in the shadows of old oak trees and dense groves of eucalyptus. Finally, we came down out of the hills and arrived in Stanford, where the last 20 or so of us lived, in houses built close together on land the university leased to its faculty. A couple of stops before mine, a clump of kids rose and moved up the aisle, and that's when I saw her, a new girl, sitting up near the front. To my surprise, she shouldered her backpack at my stop. I waited until she was off the bus and then made my way up the aisle, keeping my eyes away from Bruce Kavanaugh and Tony Halpern, who'd been my friends back in elementary school. Down on the bright sidewalk, she was headed in the direction I had to go, and I followed after her, walking slowly so I wouldn't overtake her. She was small-boned like me, with thick red hair spilling halfway down her back and covering part of her backpack, which was decorated with at least a dozen McGovern buttons rather than the usual one or two. There was even a Nixon button with a giant red X drawn over his ugly face. She stopped suddenly and turned, and I got my first glimpse of her face, pale and peppered with freckles. "Who are you?" she said. "Sorry." I was afraid she thought I was following her when I was just heading home. She came forward and offered me her hand. "Hi, sorry. I'm Sasha. Or maybe I should say, I'm new. We can call each other Sorry and New, and then when we get to know each other better, we can switch to something else. Shy and weird, maybe." I had never met anyone who talked like this, and it took me a moment to respond. "My name's Richard." She rolled her eyes. "I know that. I didn't mean, who are you, what's your name? I meant, who are you? Your name is Richard Appleby, and you live around the corner from me, in the house with all the ice plant." Now I got it. She was part of the family renting the Levine's house. Teddy Levine was spending the year at the American Academy in Rome, and the Levine kids were going to go to some Italian school and come back fluent and probably strange. The Jacksons had spent a year in London, and afterward Helen Jackson had been such an oddball her parents had taken her out of public school. The girl's hand was still out, and though I'd never shaken hands with another kid before, I held mine out for her, and she pumped it up and down. She had blue-gray eyes with very light lashes and a long, pointy nose. "Sasha Horowitz," she said. "Happy to know you. I was waiting for you to come over, but it's just as well we met like this. If you'd come over, I'd have probably been a freak. Plus, my parents would have co-opted the whole thing. Do your parents do that? Co-opt everything? When I was really little, my dad would always try to play with me and my friends. He'd give us rides on his back like a horse, and he'd kind of buck sometimes. And one time, a friend of mine fell off and broke her wrist. Her parents were really overprotective. She was never allowed to come over again." Still looking at me, Sasha shrugged off her backpack and ran her fingers through her heavy, carrot-colored hair. She gathered it into a thick ponytail and secured it with a rubber band from her wrist. She said, "There, that's better. So, do you love San Francisco? We had a picnic in Golden Gate Park on Saturday, and we saw a guy on an acid trip. My little brother thought he was in a play. The only thing is, I'm expecting to be miserable about missing winter."